give me now a bunch of things that are very important stuff to tell you over here. Very important stuff. You have a tour of Chaim on Sfiras HaEmor. There's a minig I saw. Nobody notices this. I don't know why. I thought I have an Hari Kedem. Yeah. Listen, man. Let me tell you the rule over here. No, don't go. One second. It is good. Let me tell you the rule. If you forget a day, so then it's machlokes rishonim. If you can continue making a bracha, right? You count every. But can you make a bracha? Shab bracha v'atola. I never understood what's called v'atola. You have a suffix, and not v'atola. Anyway, so we don't make a bracha unless you have another shita somewhere. So then you make a sfeika, then you make a bracha. So what's the case of another shita? Three cases. Two are known. You count it during the day. The machlokes of yitz with that. Together, the whole shita, if you miss a day. So then if you count it during the day, right? So then the next night you make a bracha. You know that. Right? If you forget the night, count during the day, next night you make a bracha. Came to Beis HaLevi, he had another shita, Beis HaLevi, that if you forgot during the week, but you can't make a bracha the next day. At the end of the week you could. You know about that? Or at the end of the week you could, huh? Because it's a two mitzvahs, days and weeks. It's the end of the week, so then you could. So it's interesting, modern day poskim, do you say machan that or not? If you got during the week, it's a new mitzvah. Do you have another shita? So then you count with a bracha the end of the week. So you have six more brachas at first. Now the Torah quotes all these shitas. He says, "Kos alpha." Listen in. V'yeshayimrim she'ain lahazkir shruas el b'sofa shruah. So you're going v'yom shvi yoma hayom shiva yomim she'ain shruah echad. V'mashmini ain oim hayom shvi yomim. Actually, you're a boss, so hang low on. Hashin, the hang no go like that. That's two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of weeks is when? Huh? When the mitzvah of weeks? When? No?
End
of the week. That's famous. That's for Yeshayimim. Before there's another Yeshayimim that nobody quotes. Yeah. Yeshayimim. Shein tzorach limnoi sayomim. Rak achi gia le shavua. Going, Hayoim Yemechot, Ashi Gia Leshiva Yomim. If by the eighth day, what do you say? By the eighth, Ashi Shiva Yomim? Right? What is the seventh day? Hayoim, seventh day, Hayoim Shiva Yomim. Tim Shua Echot, that's it. You don't say Hayoim on a second. I'll become ve'eloch, ain't tzorach limnois yomim, so shvua shovar, ima shvua habo, elo, eighth day. Hayoim? What do you say the eighth day? Pay attention now. What do you say the eighth day? Hayim shvua echod, yom echod. How do we say? We say, hayim shvua ne yomim, shvim shvua echod, yom echod. Or is it the second part? That's what you do. Pen yomachi, ad shegi al habo, se yomar, you never mention the first part anymore. Never heard about the shita. The other shita was you mentioned shvuos at the end of the week. What's the shita? The first part that you used to saying you don't say anymore. Right. Again. What's the svar over here? Again, you only say the second part. If for 1 week, you say hayom shishi yomim, chamisha yomim. Once you reach what? The week? Yeah? Then you say hayom shmani yomim shishu echad v'yom echad. Got it? What's the svara? Again, what did you say last night? Hayom shiva v'aboim yoim, right? Sheheim shishvois chamisha yomim. Right. According to him, no! What did you say last night? Hayom shiva v'aboim yoim. Sheheim shishvois chamisha yomim. That's the first part. What's he saying? So, the way the Rav says from Rav Chaim, he says, you have to read the talk carefully. He says, why? He says, Yekfamonom b'shua shor, what does that mean? The Rav says, the name of Chaim, it's not printed here. How many people do you have in the world today? 7 billion, right? Out of the 7 billion, there's one person knows this Rav Chaim. I'm looking at him now. Maybe unless it's in Harry Kedem. I don't remember what he put in there. He said, the most of mitzvah count days, mitzvah count weeks. So we hold every night both. So we do. What did Beis HaLevi say? Second year Shomrim. No. Weeks is only at the end of the weeks. Right. So he passed it. If you forgot during the days, you count at the end of the week. It's very common. The first week you forget. So then you have 6 more weeks to count at the end of the week. New Shita. What's a new Shita? What's a new Shita? Let's say it's Matis. Last night you counted? What did you count last night?
47, 48.
No. Say the Hebrew text. We're not in YU day school. Yeah, what?
Sheva Barboim.
Continue. Why are you stingy?
Sheva Barboim Yoim. Sheva Barboim.
No, you didn't say it. You said Hayoim Sheva Barboim Yoim.
Hayoim Sheva Barboim Yoim.
Sheheim. She's his voice, the Hamisha Yamin. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Is there any other sheet about last night where you should have counted? Are you aware of any other shita? So the Torah quotes this. What did you count last night? No. What did you count last night? No. Hayoim. Shisha Shavuos. Shisha Shavuos. No shame. Hayoim Shisha Shavuos. No shame. That's exactly it. Hayoim Shisha Shavuos. Chamish Yom Boim. That's it.
Without
Sheva Barboim? Right. What's pshat? So Chaim says the four words are pshat is when the Moses and Mitzvah count days, Mitzvah count weeks. The Mitzvah count days is only till you got to weeks. That mitzvah is only for 6 days. Afterwards, when it's a mitzvah count days, count weeks, the pshat is the mitzvah count days, bye-bye. Then you only have the mitzvah counting weeks. Weeks and its fractions. Not at the end of the week. All right, that's the shita. You skip the first part. There's no mitzvah count days anymore. It's count, right? No, bye-bye. It's only the first week. Then you go to the weeks, but not only at the end of the week. The week and its makeup and its fractions. Zok Rav Chaim. Usually you forget before you go on trips, Chalamoid, whatever, you forget the first week. You forgot the fifth night. The fifth night you forgot! So, according to Beis HaLevi, what do you do? So you have seven brachas to go. Right? At the end of the first week, seven brachas you make. According to this, how many brachas do you have to go? How many? 43. The sixth day you can't count. You blew that mitzvah. The sixth day. But that mitzvah is gone after the first week. So you're left with 6 weeks with brachas.
Then Adarabba, you never got to the week.
First absorb it. You're left with it. From then on, the mitzvah of weeks come with its fractions with a bracha. So I was talking and learning with somebody. I showed him this. It's in the Torah, Aviezer. So he's reading it, and it says over there, if the seventh day ain't tzorach limnos yomim shel shavua shavar, no more. Elo b'mashmini yomar, yom shavua echad yom echad. V'tzorach lama hayom shmini. No more first part. Shekfar mono mishavua shavar. What do these four words mean? This person asked me. Right. Went to Rav Chaim means he was joined to that mitzvah with the Shavuot Shavuot. What other mitzvah would it be?
Why is the mitzvah of
1 minute. So therefore, Psak Halacha, he feared like that, Rav Chaim. Isn't it? You haven't got a Harry Kedem here.
Yeah.
Right? Again. So the mitzvah of days is a very small, minute, minor, temporary mitzvah for 6 days. No more days. Weeks means fractions. Yes. Is it here? Is it my path over here? I don't know. So anyway, I told to somebody. Who's this person? I'll give you 2 hints about this person. He's the biggest bucky around in the Megid.
Bina.
And number two, his initials are Tzadik Mem. Yeah. And number three, very Hasidish.
Tzimaya.
How did he come to talk to him? I didn't go to him. Don't be chosh of me. He's a grandson of Gdal Yeshur. He was visiting his grandfather. And I dabbed together with Gdal Yeshur. So he's sitting next to me. So I want to test him if he understands anything. So we read the Torah. So he's pretty good. We were trying to figure out what are these four words. Shekhar Monam Shur Shavar. This is a psak halacha of Chaim Brisker. Nobody knows this psak. It's a tremendous kula. But most of the time you forget the first week. So that's good. That's a blue, according to this. From now on, weeks include fractions. The chiddush is that when the Gemara said mitzvah to count days and weeks, the Gemara means not consecutive, but what's a fancy word? Subsequential?
Subsequent.
Huh?
Subsequent.
What?
Subsequent.
Subsequent. Right? First day, that's gone. Hear that? The Torah had these secrets. The Torah had these both Yerushalmim. Beis Halevi made very famous the second one. Right? But the Torah means on the first one that. In other words, last night, we counted. Hayoim Shishishvuos B'chamisha Yomim. No first part. Where? More like a Hosef out there. See there? Yesh Loim at Loi. Is it all my girls have it? Who is it all? The Loi Rak B'yoim Shinishlam at Shavua Yochel B'Bis HaLevi Shoch HaYoim Ech B'Shvua HaRishon Yochel HaMayim B'Shvua Shavua for the Kol Yoim. Right. Says, I read the whole lesson over here. Be the Balamor. Wow, look at this. I did my homework. I forgot what I wrote. I'm a Kamish and Nagu. The Lord limits Shuas, the whole Yoim, the Yoim Ad, Malois Hashua, the whole Shua. Well, that's the Mesalevi. How Oma Rosh Mitchuva, no Kot Israel, the Yoim of Shuva, the whole Isla. Right, Chachmachach. Right, one second. Oh, that's true, the tour, Avi Ezri. That's the final one. He has it. That's the tour name of Avi Ezri. A Mavua, but some in the Yomi, who plat. Right. Oh, Ika Mitzvah, who in the Shui. Me Ashua, Rishon, Ika, I mean, call you every Yom, can mean Ashuas. Right. Shachach, Yom Echad, Shachach, Yom Rishon. Mashua, Chal Mitzvah, Shuv, Shuv, who Yochal,
it's not all brachas. Rabbi, what if a boy becomes bar mitzvah in the first 6 days?
Yeah. What about if it's an androgynous? What's the deal I'm talking about over here? It's a different shayla. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about over here. Now,
or could he start counting the shvuah?
It's a big simon in the Hari Ken about this. Okay, I recommend it. Yeah? Give me now the... big seminar in the Hari Kedem. Give me now a Gemara Pesachim. See a big chiddush over here. Gemara Pesachim. It's a famous Gemara. It's a beautiful Gemara. I want to say Pshat. Pshat. Interesting Gemara over here. Very famous Gemara. You hear Avi Ezri? That's Avi Ezri, that's she thought. The Gemara over here. Rav Yosef Yemer Atzarto. The day of Shavuos, he said, Avdi li Egla Tilsa. Make for me a. What's Egla Tilsa? What's Tilsa?
Oh.
Huh?
Third.
Three steaks. A triple steak. Oh my. Eloi Hayom, if not for today, the Kogorim, it caused it. Kama Yosef Ika Bishuko. If not for today, be a lot of Yossis around. A lot of Yossis. Right. What's Pshat? What's he say over here? I love Hayyoyimo, Shalomarti Toiro, Nisroi Mamti, Hari Anoshim Hari Bishuk, then it's Yossi. Not for today, I'm better than everybody else, right? Not for today, I'm better for everybody else. Kam Yossi Kibishuko, is Ramon Yerdeya. Let's see. Actually, this story I'm going to tell you, it's in the Megad, and it started me off writing it. But somebody told me, there's a very mischazek in this story. Yeah? You have the Megad.
Yeah.
One second. Shri Resh Memvav. Give me a second. Let's see? I don't know where it is. Find it over here. Not fair. second. Yeah. I'll tell you the story. It's in here, I saw it. And I started with this. My father was in. By the way, you should know who you're talking to over here. My father was in Raden 16 years, including Ben Azmanim, and Pesach in summer. He was a Russian, and he joined them in Russia after the First World War, and he couldn't go back because they were put in Siberia, and both his parents were nifted already, and he was 16 years in Raden, day and night, night and day. 16 years in rabbin. Right. That's when I spoke to the disciple at Rav Shach. I was not very nichna. I thought I had a better Messiah. Anyway, my father looked out the window, that's a daven, and he saw Chofetz Chaim. It was a very wintry, snowy day. Chofetz Chaim was 100 years old, schlepping up to the yeshiva, to daven, and he saw out the window, so he ran with all his might. He said, Rebbe, give me the talent zekel. So Chofetz Chaim quoted, Shulchan Aruch says, he says, the story, says Shulchan Aruch, Reish Mem Gimel. Reish Mem Gimel. Siv Vav, open it up. Siv Vav. Asur. The Shameh, the Mishi Shoina Alokis. The Koshikim, the Mishi Shoina Talmud. To our Gemara. You're not allowed to use a Yeshiva Bacha, his learning. Even if he's a Shvacha Bacha in the Mishnah Berurah Club, Koshikim is a Lamdin. Right. That's Shulchan Aruch over here. I can't use you. He's giving the Talmud Zekel. Hear that? It's Shulchan Aruch, Reish Mem Gimel. Also, it's a Mishnah Avos. The first period. Also, it's Tamech Mishnah Shein Halachos. It's a Mishnah. What's a Mishnah? The Tamech B'Tago Cholaf. Whoever uses the Talmud Chacham, Tago, it means the crown of terror, who has the crown of terror, Cholaf, and be punished terribly. It's the Gemara Megillah, quotes it. So he will not let him do it. Now what about a Rebbe? So they say, that's the biggest myth in the world, that the Talmud says, polish his shoes and scratch his back and everything. Right? They say, Tago is Rosh Tevis, but Talmud Gavra Achrino. Shtamish Pitago, Talmud Gavra Achrino. Not his Talmud. Right. On his Talmud, the Rambam says, but whatever ever Kanani does for his master, Mendizi, the Talmud should do for his Rebbe. Right. Right. When you have an itch in your back, Mendizi scratches for you. Right. He didn't deny it. Right? Right. But that Talmud government. So Chofetz Chaim, even with his yeshiva. And my father considered himself a Talmud that yeshiva. My father had two sons, my older brother Oliver Shalom. The first son, he named Yisrael Meir, even though his father had been nifter already. But Chofetz Chaim would not take that credit. So I can't use you. Now, What is this Isser? What's the Gemara? Kama Yosik Bishuka. What's this Isser? Lomdus. What's the Avera? It says Osir over here. What does the Gemara say? Why can't you use a Talmud Chacham? Not a Talmud Chacham. I feel he said it's Shoin Halachis. It's the Brewer Club. Right. Koshikain Alamdin. I remember Moshe read my sister Shidduch. So I checked out the boy. It was in Lakewood. I said, he's from the Mishnah Berurah Club. He nearly killed me. How dare you talking about sitting and learning? You hear that? Yeah, he nearly killed me. You hear that? And I was right. Anyway. Anyway, could be, had he married my sister, he wouldn't have become a stockbroker. Okay. Anyway, but you need two of my eyes out. Yeah. Anyway, getting back over here. So what is this issa? What is this issa? What is this issa? Usur. The Gemara brings that Gemara Megillah has it. Yeah, what's Pshat the Gemara though? What's this issa? So I'm going to tell you what the issa is. This was Pshat the Gemara Psachim. The most famous Rambam that people don't know is what I noticed. What does Rambam say over here? Shevet Levi Bavad. Hello? Call me. What's the Russian there? Last Rambam there. No famous Rambam. Shemitah V'Yovel at the end.
Love Shevet Levi Bavad. Hello? Call Ish V'Ish Mikol Bo Yaelam. Asher Nadver Rufa also V'Vina Midayt Midal.
What did you say that again? What does he become? Kodesh Kodashim. Kodesh Kodashim. How many times was this guy toivel in the mikvah?
None.
How is it in his Kodesh? Kodesh Kodashim. He's saying Chaburos Thursday night in Tomo. And if you use Kodashim, you're more than Choros. Right. If you use Kachim, how to become Kodesh Kodesh Power? He's Ligging and Learning, Shakur and Learning. Shakur and Learning. Shana Halacha, Mishnah Berurah Club. Right. You can't use him. Right. How can we not use him? Right. I can't use you. So a guy came over to me and said that print that story. That's how I got some. That's why I got printed with my Yiva. So it's not just a Chiddush. It is a Chiddush. You're not going to find this in art scroll for many reasons. I told the guys, there's my distributor in America, Levitt over Shalom, a Torah guy. Yeah. And the way, so he opened up his, he's Imat Seif is called, my distributor. He's in charge of the YU sperm sale, big sperm sale. A lot of money. Anyway, he gave him a lot of Harry Kedems and Megads. He's my man in America. Right. After the sale was over, he came to him a couple of hundred sets, I don't know what he sold, and Megads. So he comes up, get the money back, and get whatever sperm loan sold. Found like two sets of Hurricane nuts sold out of 100. Where's the Megad? These were heavy drapes. Behind the drapes, someone had pushed all the Megads there. Someone had pushed all the Megads to hide them behind the drapes. Hear that? Hear that? So I told Levitz, somebody wants to hurt somebody. He drives at night in the car and throws a rock with all his might. How does he know if he hit the target? If he hears a scream, ow! Then he knows he hit the target. So you heard a scream now. You hear that? And so you say, I hit the target over here. I'm doing a good job over here. Right? Anyway, that's so you should know. Oh. So that's a pshat. Kama Yossi Ike Bishuko. If not for today, I'd be a Yossi. Now what am I now? Kachim. Not Kachim. No, not Kachim. What am I now? Kodesh Kedoshim. If love Hayyoyim, I come a Yossi Kibishuko. Right. What am I now? I'm Kodesh Kedoshim. Right. Now if you can't swallow this, understand this, so if I have a problem with this, I just look around and I say, yeah, I'm Taka Kodesh Kedoshim. Yeah. I Taka am.